Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live. We had another 80-degree day here at the Quest Diagnostic Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Gorgeous weather in Bergen County. Hi again, everybody. Paul Dottino and with David Deal, we'll take you through Giants football for the next half hour. But we're going to kick things off real quickly here because fourth-year Giants center Weston Richburg out of Colorado State has taken some time to sit down with us. And Weston, great to have you here. And, you know, I know you are never one to make excuses. You had the wrist thing going last year. How much better do you think you're going to be this season now that you're healthy?
Well, the hope is to improve every year no matter what the circumstances are. So I'm feeling good right now, excited about where we're at this point in training camp and excited about our team going into the season.
You know, one of the things that you have the advantage of is the player on the opposite side of the ball, being able to play each and day in and day out up against Snacks. You know, how did you prepare yourself since you're now healthy, you know, throughout the offseason, throughout this summer, like I know that you did with LaCharles Bentley, yeah, to get yourself in the best shape possible to be able to block guys like that on a consistent basis?
Well, it's working on your strength, but it's working on your strength that you're going to use out here. So it's not just it's not just doing bench press just to get a high bench rep number. It's doing, you know, specific lifts that are going to help me when we get out here on the field against competition like Snacks, who's a good player and a guy that is going to make me better for sure.
You know, Weston, so many people have asked me over the course of time about how will we know the line is better? What are your litmus tests? Because you had mini camp, you had OTAs, now you're in training camp, now you got pads on, preseason games are coming up shortly. What are your hurdles? What are your spot checks, so to speak?
You know, I don't know if I have any spot checks, you know, until the season comes. You know, we want to be a productive offense, and from there, that's going to help our team win and succeed. So I think that's how we're going to be able to kind of judge ourselves and gauge where we're at, is if we have team success, and that comes from having success on the offensive side of the ball.
You have a great offensive line coach in Coach Solari, but the first day I got here, there was a face that I remember growing up as a kid, Jerry Fontenot, who used to play for the Chicago Bears, longtime center in the NFL. You've been working a lot specifically with him. What are some of the things that he has really helped you with?
Well, you know, it's been very useful. He had a couple years in the league. I think it was 16, so he knows what he's doing. Just to have a guy that I can bounce questions off of, who's been there, seen just about everything you can see at the center position, has been huge for me. It's been really good having him out here to help us all.
Now, I know you're in the center of the offensive line, but everybody knows the tight end can be an extension of the offensive line. Red Ellison comes in here from Minnesota with a reputation for being a blocker. So how much can he help? And, of course, some of the other things that the new tight ends are going to be doing help you guys up front?
Yeah, it'll help us get around the edge. You know, we didn't run a lot of outside zone last year at all. So if we can get the outside zone game going with those blockers, then we can use them, you know, for inside zone lead blocking, things like that. So they're smart players too. So that's really going to help us get to where we need to be and make these big plays happen.
I know you and Justin have taken over a big leadership role of this group, and you guys want to be the accountable group for this entire football team. When anybody watches this Giants 2017 offensive line, what are they going to see?
They're going to see physicality, and that's something we've already started these first couple days of pads is being physical. And I think that's going to spring some big runs and lead to that offensive production, as I talked about earlier.
Quickly, Weston, I know it's been in the 80s, but a lot of football coaches will say they want humidity and 90s during training camp to enhance the conditioning. From your perspective, is this good for you guys, or is it maybe a double-edged sword?
I'm not going to ask for it to be hotter, so I'm good with it right now. It can go cooler if it wants. I went to school in Colorado, so I'll take the cool. That's fine with me.
But you know, this is exactly what the coaches want, because what are they looking to test? When adversity hits, when it's hot, you're tired, it's the end of practice, are you still going to be able to do your job?
Excellent stuff. Weston Richburg, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Best of luck in the upcoming season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. When we come back, we will talk more about the Giants offensive line, the guys who are in the trenches with one, Mr. Richburg. Stick around. More after this on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here at the Quest Diagnostic Center in East Rutherford. You know, the Giants went through practice number 5 of their 15 during the course of the summer training camp. Now, remember, practice is always free and open to the public. You can come in. You can obviously park here for free, take a look at the guys practicing for free. It's fun stuff. Hey, you know what? I want to go to the injury report, David,
because
the Giants had some guys today. They're expecting back Vereen. They're expecting back Taylor both tomorrow. But Robinson didn't work in concussion protocol. Tavares King left practice early today with a rolled ankle. Sterling Shepard went for an MRI today on his sprained ankle. No update to report as of this moment. Now, today was the second full padded practice of training camp. That meant a lot of contact, a lot of energy. Offensive lineman Justin Pugh explains.
And in all serious, with the fights, we're a team here. We're the New York Giants. We do things a certain way. So it's going to happen. We got to make sure we respect the guy across from us and make sure that we're doing the right things to represent each other, the team, and not put ourselves in a bad position.
Now, the questions, of course, posed to Pugh, how feisty is too feisty when guys get into a little bit of a scuffling and abrasive kind of behavior on the field? David, you never had any problems did you?
Playing next to Rich Sorbert that entire time, we never got into scuffles with anybody out there. And, I mean, it is. It's a part of training camp. That happens. You're out here fighting. You're competing up against one another, especially at the offense and the defensive line positions. But the biggest thing that you don't want to do is no cheap shots. Nobody coming flying in, hitting people in the back where that scuffle turns into somebody getting injured and being lost for the season. So if there's a little bit of scuffling, if there's something going on, coaches yell to stop. Pull the trigger, get out of there so that nobody gets hurt on the football team. That's going to ruin something that can be very special for the season.
Now, one of the good things happening with this offensive line has been the acquisition of DJ Fluker, the free agent who was signed during the offseason from the San Diego Chargers. And to this point, one of the things you notice first about him is his infectious attitude.
I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to be here and play football for the New York Giants, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Where would you want to be? You know, being here, seeing these teammates, playing with Eli, being part of this offensive line, this is where it's at. This is where I want to be. Guys that want to buy into winning. They want to win. They want to be great. And you can ask for anything else.
Now, the guy certainly has motivation down pat at 6'5", 339. And by the way, that's before his 3-course daily meal. David, what does he bring to the table for the Giants? Yeah,
obviously, he brings experience. He's a player that has played a lot of football. He's played a lot of NFL games. And he brings versatility. He's a player who can play right guard or that right tackle position. So having somebody come in and compete like that, not only for his job right now, but for his future in the NFL. He's only on a 1-year deal. So you know you're going to get the best football out of DJ Fluker, but it's all about consistency. When it gets late in those games and it gets a little tired, he has to make sure that he sticks with football, sticks to his technique, and finishes every play that he's out on the field.
Fluker was a 4-year starter with the Chargers, but John Jerry here with the Giants, he's been a starter for virtually all of his 3 years in New York, and he right now is the lead right guard.
You know, he played very well down the stretch last year for the New York Giants, and he has played, I think, his best football here in New York. So it's great to have this type of competition between two veterans on that side that are not only bringing the best out of each other, but they're bringing the best out of Bobby Hart next to them as well.
Now, one of the other guys on the line who's been getting a lot of ink during training camp is Eric Flowers, the Giants' starting left tackle. David, break down some of the technique, if you can, because we've heard a lot about how he's trying to improve himself in that area.
You know, one of the biggest things for Eric Flowers is his hands. You just have to tie your hands and your feet together and have that confidence. We're watching here one-on-one pass throw, and who else could he be better going up against is Olivier Vernon. But the biggest thing that you need to see as an offensive tackle, see how he still has those hands down? Inside leverage is everything, especially with those type of long arms for Eric Flowers. You have to initiate the fight, and you can't be a gunslinger with your hands down at your hips and at your waist. You have to be a boxer. You have to get him up and inside and do anything that you can to redirect or restart the defender's rush. By having his hands outside the framework while you're watching here, you see when Olivier Vernon gets that inside hand leverage, that's where he can control a bigger player regardless of how many times you've benched 225. And then on the opposite side, Bobby Hart has improved drastically with his technique. You're going to see his patience. You see him starting to use his hands and punch, get inside. When he gets him outside the framework, he gets him back in. He redirects. But that's the part that you need to work on. Bobby Hart, stay on the inside number and make sure that you keep your weight on that instep so that if that defensive end does decide to come inside, you can drive him back into the line of scrimmage. That's something that he had issues with last year. But once again, watch that rep. You still see him active with those hands, going to punch, going to stab, and make sure he uses it to the best of his ability.
All right, David, let me ask you this then. If the Giants are going to get better play from their tackles, how will that help them open up the playbook?
Oh, that's so much that they can do now. So figure if you can use only five offensive linemen and you don't have to chip with the running back or with the tight end, it just opens up more in their flexibility of the different types of route schemes that they can run. But also, if you have your tackles playing well on the edges, defensive ends can't play the run on the way to the quarterback. They have to respect what you're doing, and they have to respect your ability and not have that confidence that, hey, you know, whatever we do, we're just going to be able to bend this edge and be able to use our hands to get that inside leverage. And if we can't get around, we'll press them right into the quarterback. That's the thing that you have. When you have solid tackles, you can control the width of the pocket and make sure that if anything comes up, you can run them right by the quarterback and he can step up and deliver exactly how he wants to.
David, one of the things I love about this competition is because whoever may not win a starting job, guess what, folks? That makes that guy the sixth offensive lineman, which means in short yardage and goal line, you can go jumbo package.
Without a doubt, and figure you do that with Rhett Ellison, who is the best blocking tight end in the NFL, now on the New York Giants. You have a package of a successful short yardage, goal line, and four-minute group.
Yeah, good stuff. And I think that one thing about these offensive linemen that I've seen is they're all giving maximum effort. And that, to me, is one thing that they've got to do if they're going to actually improve. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about something that does connect to the offensive line, the Giants running game. Stick around. More after this on MSG Networks.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. You know, the Giants used a fourth-round pick out of Clemson this year, our running back, Wayne Gallman. This guy's got some quicks, he's got some hops, he's got some moves. And our own Madeline Burke had a chance to check in on how he's doing during his rookie camp.
Now, first of all, your rookie year, first year at Giants training camp, how's it been so far?
It's been pretty fun, actually. You know, it's been challenging in the playbook and knowing it. But, you know, I'm getting better each and every day.
You guys have finally gotten pads on now. How much did that change your work and your process?
Knowing that you got to come with your pads. You know, those guys are coming now. You know, defense isn't letting anything bad. This is what they've been waiting for, to hit us in the mouth. So, you know, got to hit them in the mouth.
A little bit more intense out there, a little bit more scrappy. But does it help you, too, with kind of realistic expectations of what to expect on the field?
Of course. Coming to the league and really learning how to practice in shorts and shells. Then now is learning how to practice in pads. You know, I'm taking it day by day and learning each and every day.
You're a part of a running backs group as well with some veteran presence in that room. I mean, Shane Vereen, even Paul Perkins. Mm-hmm. How much have those guys been a crutch for you or been helpful for you adjusting?
They've been very helpful. They've answered every single question I've had, whether it's on the field or off the field. And it's not just Shane or Perkins, Orleans Darkwa and Sean John. You know, even Hausman, our fullback, you know, I ask plenty of questions and they answer it.
The Giants are obviously looking to improve their running game this year. What are your expectations going into 2017?
Obviously, to help with that, really to contribute anything the Giants need me to contribute in and, you know, be the best running back I can be.
Well, now at Clemson, Gallman had 34 career rushing touchdowns in 42 games with a 5.1 career average. David, how will that translate into the NFL? What does he have to do to have that kind of success?
Well, it's great that he comes from a college program that gets players mentally ready for the NFL. And it's great that he brings the versatility that he can play first, second, and third down. The one thing that he has to learn is protections. He knows after the first day of pads, if you have a blitzer coming in the A-gap, you better get your pads down or you're going to get run over like you did that first day. But he's going to get those things down. He's going to get a lot more comfortable in this offense. But the biggest things that happens is, if anything happens, anybody that gets injured, Perkins may have to be that third down guy, and he may have to take more of the first and second down.
Yeah, you mentioned Paul Perkins. 102 yards in the regular season finale last year against Washington, and during the offseason, Coach McAdoo said, he's my starter.
And it's just, it's awesome that the fact that he didn't have the delay of getting ready like he did last season, coming from that crazy spring schedule at UCLA. But I will tell you, look, he looks explosive. He looks ready to play football. And honestly, when I've been watching him, a lot of his football moves and his vision remind me of blocking for Tiki Barber. So it is great to see him out here fully healthy, and he's going to have a very good year.
Over the last four games of last season, Perkins had a minimum of double-digit carries in each of those weeks. How do you think he could physically hold up to a much larger workload?
I think that he can. I think that he physically can hold up, and the biggest thing about it is that now with Shane Vereen back healthy, we have Wayne Gallman coming in, there's going to be a nice rotation that in different packages, they won't have to use him as that asset every single time.
Yeah, good news for the Giants is that they've got a couple of backs who can catch the ball in addition to a third down specialist in Shane Vereen. Well, you know, we're going to flip the side of the coin over to defense when we come back. But we are going to go back into the trenches. It's the big dogs when we come back after this.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
And welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. And the Giants, of course, will have a jog through tomorrow followed by a full padded practice on Saturday. So once again, we invite you to come on out. Now, David, the defensive tackle battle is a really good one. As a matter of fact, there is a rookie from Alabama, second-round draft pick named Dalvin Tomlinson, who says that he thinks he's got a crack at winning the starting job right out of the gate.
I feel like I can grab this spot because it's one of those spots you have to be physical in there every single play, and I'm that type of player to go in there and be physical. And you got to be out of yourself and into the team to play that position because defensive tackle, you make a lot of plays, but also you got to open up plays for other people.
In his senior year with the Crimson Tide, 62 total tackles to go with three sacks. How will that translate to the NFL?
You know, the one thing that he comes in with is technique and fundamentals. Look at with inside hand leverage, he can stack, he can shed. And there's going to be a lot of asks, not only from him, but if the other person who wins this job at that defensive tackle spot. Because you know, with Snacks Harrison getting most of the double teams, you must win your one-on-one individual battles, and you must cause penetration into the backfield in the run game so that you can free things up and they can't always try to double one side of the defensive line.
Is it more important? We often heard the term about three technique, which is a penetrating defensive tackle. Is that more important that you have that to complement sacks, or do you want the two stuffers in the middle to clog everything up?
Well, you need that to complement because what's the biggest thing that hurts the run game, especially in the zone scheme? Penetration, because you're getting offensive linemen on different levels. If you can create that type of separation, every time that Snacks gets that double team, they're not going to be able to work up to the second level because that center is going to have to keep his eyes on the other defensive tackle in that A-gap. So it's very important that that defensive tackle causes a lot of issues.
Now, there is a competition at that spot. Tomlinson doesn't have it just willed to him. In fact, fourth-year veteran Robert Thomas says not so fast because he's ready for the challenge.
Really just knowing my assignments, knowing what's going on out there, just knowing what I need to do. So, I mean, it's a lot easier when, like, you know everything that's going on. You know your plays. Like, you can play faster. So that's a lot. I mean, that's big for me.
Now, to this point, Thomas has been working primarily with the ones here in training camp. This is a guy who's also spent time with Washington and Miami. Last year was ill most of the season, only appeared in eight games for New York.
Well, he knows that this is his best opportunity that he has had in the NFL, and he wants to take advantage of it. I love the fact that both of these defensive tackles are talking with confidence, saying that this is my job to be had, and that's exactly what you want for them to be able to go day in and day out, rep in and rep out, earn that position on the field. And Robert Thomas said it. He is playing with a lot more energy. He's playing with a lot more confidence because of understanding exactly what's going on in the scheme around him.
And you know, David, there's another guy in this mix, too. That's Jay Brumley. He is also in his fourth NFL season, but to be honest, he probably had his best year two seasons ago in 2015.
Well, with the competition in front of him, he knows that he's playing for his job on the New York Giants and in the NFL. So he is another player that's coming in highly motivated. Biggest thing for him is finishing each and every rep, finishing plays, especially on the backside of runs. He has to be that one collapsing down the line of scrimmage so that if there is a cut back, he's there in the lane that he's supposed to be in.
Now, one thing the Giants have going for them is that they've got a bunch of defensive linemen who can play a bunch of different positions, and Spags does love to mix and match. And, David, that means the Giants have defensive ends who can slide down inside and play defensive tackle, especially in the sub-package. How much of a fact do you think that will be in terms of snap count?
That's huge, because what does it allow you to do? It allows you to get flexibility and win one-on-one matchups that you try to create. But what else are you doing? You're keeping your guys fresh. So if you can almost do like a hockey line shift and get a complete group of defensive linemen going in and out and creating havoc, you're going to start wearing down offensive linemen. And that's when you start seeing, okay, we need to chip to one side. We need to make sure the running back goes through the B gap, because that's a defensive end at the three technique. So it's very important that this happens so that when you have full strength at the D line, you guys got constantly fresh that can penetrate and make problems.
And, of course, JPP was back at practice today after getting a day off of rest yesterday. So the Giants' D-line's at full strength practically. Delvin Taylor supposed to come back to practice tomorrow. Is Taylor or Okwara or maybe Odighizuwa, who's best suited to make that slide inside?
I think Okwara. I think that he has that ability because he can be long-armed. He's kind of shifty. He's getting a lot better with his secondary moves. That's something that he had to learn from last year. In the NFL, you can't be a one-trick pony. An offensive tackle stops one, your guard stops one, you better be able to redirect and get to another snap, and he's doing that.
And then finally, how likely is it that Devon Kennard might even play some snaps at defensive tackle? He did that last season.
You know what? The biggest thing about him that you worry about is his size, his lack of weight, because right away you're going up against a guard. You want to use him outside, I think, more to let him use his athletic ability to bend around the edge of a tackle.
They're back at practice tomorrow, Friday at 11:55 in the morning, and we're back at 6 p.m. here on MSG for Giants Training Camp Live. See you then, everybody.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.